My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gives the title of his new scamming book. Davin also mulls over if he's going to write Muhammad porn, and Agnes gives her thoughts. Also, God forbid if Davin plays Santa Claus. You know, I play Santa Claus. I'd make good money at it, and I'm proud to do it. So where does he get off? More importantly, it's time to write porn. So listen and enjoy.
Oh, I didn't tell Joe. Joe wasn't here when I announced the title for the working title for my book, Heart-Shaped Box of Bullshit. Babe, maybe I should just write this Muhammad script. If he likes it, will change your life. Now, catching everybody up, there was before all hell broke loose in the Middle East, I was telling this bitch that our sheikh from Saudi Arabia asked me to write a script for him where he could star in Muhammad in a reenactment porno Quran. And then all hell broke loose. Apparently the Middle East is paying attention to our show, too. So now it's not 2020. It's the fucking Middle East.
Somebody sort of beat you to it.
No, we won.
No, I know.
She goes, it's very tempting, but we have to be focused and strong right now. It'll be okay very soon. I go, and what if it isn't? What if my wife takes it all and I am poor and I can't help you? We do have to think that is possible. She goes, it is, but let's wait. Hope and pray. With the help of God, it will be okay. But if things doesn't go as planned, only then. That's when we might accept his proposal.
Then I'll dump your ass.
But now we're not. This is the first time. This is the first time we're saying, well, you know what? Maybe we can. Because I've told her it's dangerous and I can die.
Yeah.
This is the first time she goes, well, we do need. This has been going on for long enough.
But we do need the money.
I'll go, okay, I will tell him I will give it further thought. I need you to know that if I write this, we can't be in the same place for at least a year. It will be too dangerous for you. You need to understand that I love you, but there can be no exceptions to this. Okay, babe, I understand. No. How's your comedy doing? I go, it's going okay. My agent wants me to be Santa Claus for kids' parties to make extra money. Which is Joe's side gig.
Joe's rolling his eyes like, yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Yeah.
I go, I find it very degrading, but I don't know if I will do it. Layers, motherfucker, layers.
Yeah, at my expense. Fuck you.
I'm setting you up with your imaginary woman again. This is the least I can do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thanks I get. Yeah.
And even she's like, you don't have to do it if you don't want it for the money. Even Agnes is like, listen, everybody has fucking standards.
Oh, I know. I'm like, Christ, you don't want to go there. What do you mean?
All of a sudden, she's like, money is not everything. Yeah. Listen, money's not. You can die, but for Santa Claus, that's a little much.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. She can make money for that laptop.
Look, Muhammad porn, yes. Santa Claus, no!
Yeah, God forbid.
I go, that sounds familiar, LOL. I'm certainly an odd bird. I mean, I write porn, but I won't be Santa.
Because the suit would burn off your body.
My God.
So she goes, have I written any porn lately? I haven't been up to it.
Have you written any porn lately? Like you're trying to break the point, you know, like you're in another bit. So, you write any porn lately?
I'm going to try that next time.
Never mind. Next time, don't ask about the weather.
Yes.
So I go, I haven't been up to it. It's odd. Since you started doing it with me, I don't want to do it alone anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when did we start? Because now I want to be with you all the way.
Wow.
We can work on something for a few minutes now if you wish. Okay, babe, let's do it.
Let's get on.
You see what I've done here? Originally, she was a little hesitant. Now she, or the team of she's, is eager to write the porn.
They're desperate to write the porn.
I have fucking flipped that little. There will be other things I am flipping, but I flipped it a little bit here. So now I'm doing her a favor as opposed to her doing me a favor with the porn writing.
Can we write porn? Oh, can we?
It's like, please.
I go, do what you want to start yours. I go, do you want to start yours? I think we mentioned maybe a bakery because you seem to like desserts when you write sexy. Remember, she was like, man, like hot cake and bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Or we can do a scene in the amusement park one if you prefer, because that was when I went to Hershey Park.
Yes.
I was working on a porn for an amusement park.
Please, no Hershey.
Yeah, the one in the amusement park will be nice. It's more exciting when you do it outdoors. She writes. I go, I'll have to keep that in mind when I see you. Too bad Joe wasn't here when we were talking about the Ferris wheel earlier.
We're talking about Ferris wheel sex. It got bad.
I go, okay, I finished the lesbian scene. Let's do the solo scene. Do you know what a solo scene is, I write? She goes, no, babe, I don't. I go, it's when one pleasures themselves. Do you know what a voyeur scene is? She goes, nope, tell me. I go, it's when somebody watches you. So this is both. Do you think you can help me with this? When someone watches you with another person or alone, she goes, they are just watching. Numbers do not matter. This one will have two people watching one person pleasure themselves. Do you like to watch other people have sex, I say? She goes, I don't know because I've not tried it, but I kind of feel it's awkward. I go, yeah, I could see that. Then again, anybody who watches the movies we are writing is a voyeur on some level, aren't they?
Mm.
I'm getting all philosophical with my
I know, look at that.
She goes, yes. He goes, yeah, I guess. I have an idea, and I hope you like it. Should I tell you? I go, of course. It's about the solo. Here goes. A guy dressed in white, in a white room, and a bed all dressed with white, and pleasures himself until he comes on the white bed. This is her writing to me.
That's her writing to you?
That's her writing to me.
So if somebody comes in a white room, can you see it?
In a white room with sperm. That's ridiculous.
Oh, everybody in Cream is rolling over, even though they're not dead.
Yeah, talking about Cream.
I go, okay, sounds good. Usually it is a woman pleasuring herself, but when we do this scene for your script, do you have an idea of what the guy will look like? Yeah, he must be well-built and six-pack, so he looks sexy. I go, okay, darker light skin. She goes, light skin with short hair. Somebody has a fantasy. I said, light hair or dark hair? Light hair, it's just an idea, she says. Okay, so you want a tall, well-built blonde guy with great abs. It's a fine idea. What will cause him to pleasure himself? Well, he sees his friend having sex with his girlfriend, and because he does not have one, he must do it alone.
Okay.
Joe Curry, the high school years.
Anybody, the high school years.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.